Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh, welcome to this segment of Kohj Gurbani's A Shabad A Day. We continue with our recitation from Asa Mahalla Panjwa, and this is the second stanza of the, this is the 12th Shabad in this thread, the second stanza on page 460 of the Guru Granth Sahib. The recitation for the second stanza is as follows. Asa Mahalla Panjwa Nas Vanjho Kil Vikho Karta Kar Aya Duto Dahan Bhaya Govind Pragataya Pragate Gopal Gobind Lalan Sad Sang Vakhaniya Acharaj Deetha Ameo Vutha Gurpar Sadhi Janiya Man Santi Aayi Vaji Vadaayi Nah Ant Jaayi Paya Binvant Nanak Sukh Sahaj Mela Prabhu Aap Banaya Man Santi Aayi Vaji Vadaayi Nah Ant Jaayi Paya Binvant Nanak Sukh Sahaj Mela Prabhu Aapu Banaya. Now in the first stanza, just as a reminder, it began with the phrase Vanj Mere Alasa. Give up your sloth and indolence, your indifference, and Gavo Saho Apanara Prabhu Sangha Suhanti. Adorn yourself. In other words, develop yourself. Develop your persona. Rearrange your personality. Here, the Guru talks about Nasavanjo Kilvikho Karta Karaya. What happens when the Karta actually comes home? What does that mean? It means that I have found union with myself, or my consciousness has indeed transcended the ego. So, karta kar aya. I have been able to connect with my deepest dimension. And there, nasavanjo kilavikho, as a result, my afflictions have run away, meaning I'm now free of mental prevarications. This is a reminder that union that we talk about is not a mental concept. Because the mind is simply the mind as we know it, the conditioned mind, the ego, is simply repeating past patterns, past experiences that are frozen as patterns. And so that gets played over and over again. And that's not the karta. The karta is fluid, boundless, open. It's a creative space that lies, that underpins the mind. That is where we have to get to. That is Anubhav Prakash. It's an expanded consciousness. So that means the mind is now healthy because it can receive direction from the karta within instead of acting out its conditioned patterns. Duto dehena bhaya, duto, messengers of death. What happens when you are in that space is you begin to see through the illusion of death. So the Guru says the messenger of death has been scorched, killed. No longer is there fear of death. Bhaya govinda pragataya. There's a manifestation of oneness. That oneness meaning the integration of all the dimensions of our psychic structure, which was otherwise fragmented or inaccessible in parts. So the fear of death has vanished. The self is being experienced. The self is the integrated persona. All of our dimensions are working together. Prakte Gopal Gobind Landal Nasad Sangavakhanya. So, when the mind is in a state of sadh sangha, sadh is to seek, sadhu that goes with it is the way of perfection, the road to perfection. So when you reach a certain point in that perfection, all of it begins to come together. And that is what the Guru is saying. Lalan sadh sangha bakhanya, sadh sangha. Now you're all together. And there, in that state, acharaj ditha amyo vutha prasadi jane, gur prasadi jane, acharaj, wondrous, ditha, I saw something wondrous, the nectar, that self is simmering with nectar, meaning self-knowledge, creativity, gur prasadi jane. It was the grace of Guru wisdom that brings it about. Because you see, Guru wisdom bypasses the conditioned mind. It teaches you how to bypass the conditioned mind so that you can actually go and touch the intuitive side of things and even beyond areas, dimensions of your consciousness that you are not even aware of, let alone having experienced them. So that will come to you as a wondrous surprise, sweet, and it'll come as a result of Guru Prasadi. Man Santi Aayi Vajivadhai Nah Antajai Paya Santi Aayi. This is Sahaj Rasa. Sahaj. This is a state of Sahaj. Sant means where there is no conceptual storm going on inside yourself. It is a state of calm where the mind is really calm and in its natural state, free of this conditioning. Vaji vadai, vadai is congratulations, but it means vaji means that nam resonates there, self-knowledge resonates. And so the experience can only be happy. And there is no limits. This is boundless. And so this union with the self, the union that comes about, is a matter of great happiness, sukh. And comes about as a result of the Guru. Binwant Nanak Sukh Sahaj Mela Prabhu Aap Banaya Sahaj Mela. Meaning, this is a state of... This is your pristine state, your primal state, your natural state. This is where you are, and you have recovered it. So that is Guru Nanak's Binvant, meaning Guru Nanak not only is making a plea, but is also declaring what it is, that it all happens because the Prabhu, Prabhu meaning the primordial Guru, makes it happen. You have to be motivated. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.